Okay, Perek Mem Zayin, Pasik Hey. Okay, we are continuing to discuss the downfall of Babel. After 70 years, Babel's power, Babel's reign on the world of Malchus will come to an end. And we have different expressions describing the end of the Malchus. Pasik Hey, Shvi, Dumam, sit. Dumam, silent. Don't speak, there's nothing to speak. You have been silenced. Uvoyi v'choshech bas kastim, go into darkness, daughter of kastim, referring to Babel. Kilo sosifi yikru loch giveres mamlechos. No longer will they call you the mistress of the nations. The most powerful nation in the world, they're called the giveres. They're called like the queen. No longer are you going to be the queen nation, you're going to be reduced to nothing. Pasuk vav, kotzafti alami, Hashem says, I was angry. The only reason why I gave you permission to rise to power and to dominate the world was because you were my instruments, you were a tool in my hands. Chazal tell us that when Hashem wants to bring punishment upon Klal Yisrael, he does it in a dignified way. He does not allow a nation that is not recognized to bring harm upon Klal Yisrael. A nation that will bring harm upon Klal Yisrael will automatically be elevated, catapulted to a degree of importance so that people should not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished his nation with lowlifes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to world power a nation that gives him stature, and then the nation that has stature then will bring tzar upon Klal Yisrael. So here Hashem says, Kofatzti alami, I was angry at my people, and that's why I allowed you to rise to power. Chilalti nachalosi, I profane my inheritance. Klal Yisrael is the nachala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are kodesh. And when they sin, Hashem says they have no choice but to remove the sanctity and reduce them to chol. Chilalti comes from the word chol of mundane. I've made them mundane and ordinary, and that's why you had power to conquer them. The etnei biyadech, I have given them in your hands. L'samti l'ham, and now this is a very powerful pasuk. L'samti l'ham rachem. Just because I gave you a permission to conquer, to dominate my nation, I did not give you permission to treat them with cruelty. You had no right to torture them. Lo samt lohem racham. This answers your question yesterday. I forgot your last name. Rappaport. Lo sam lohem rachamim. I did not. You did not show them compassion. Al zokein hichbadato ulech ma'od. Upon the old man, you heavied the yoke very, very much. In fact, the Medrash says, there's some Medrash, that the older a person was, the more work. Normally, the younger you are, the more work, the heavier the load. The cruelty was, based on your age, the older you are, the more you have to work, the more labor was put upon. It was an act of cruelty. Hence, the Nazis also. Nazis also, the older people, they treated the horrors that they did to the old, the Zakenim. And therefore Hashem is saying that because even though I give you permission to conquer my nation, I did not give you permission to treat them with cruelty and to torture them. And because you've done so, that is why you're going to suffer so much. And we have the same thing by power to speak with the Kutzbrocha, Sibba, the Brisbane of some Gigeye, Zaracha, the Avodim, Vino, Yasam, Abba, Yashana. You had no right to torture them, the way you did, and therefore that's why they were deserving of punishment. Pasuk Zayin, Vatoimri Le'olam Ehye Givores, the nation of Babel said that we will forever prevail. You thought, you were fools. When you rose to power, you thought that you would remain in power forever and ever. Le'olam Ehye Givores, you said to yourself, I'll be a Givores, I'll be a queen, a mistress forever. Ad lo samt Ela alibech, but you fool yourself at to the point, to the degree. You did not take to heart that this would not come to be. It's impossible for you to remain in your position of authority and leadership forever. You did not remember your end. The end will be that you will suffer the same fate that you inflicted upon others. Just as you have tortured others, that will come upon, the same torture will come upon you. Midah kineged midah. Pasuk Ches. Listen now, delicate one that sits in vetach in security. You're sitting in security, you think you're secure and everything is fine. This nation, this arrogant nation, Babel, who says to themselves, they say in their hearts, it is I and there's nothing but us. The nothing in the world counts. The entire world revolves around us. We are the most important people in the world. Lo'eshev almana, and the nation of Babel said to themselves, this is a very powerful pasuk which we're going to tie into Eicha in a moment. They said to themselves, Lo'eshev almana v'lo eda shichol. There are two things here. There's almana and shichol. Almana means a widow. Shichol means a rachmana, it's not a person that loses a child. The nation of Babel said, we will never come into a situation where the nation will be an almana or will be in a state of shichol, of losing children. What is the almana? What is losing children? So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains, let's jump down a little bit in Pasuk Tes. Okay, we'll read, let's read the Mitzvot, because he says it right here. The Mitzvot Pasuk Tes, Lo'eshev almana, Ratzalaymar, lo yehoreg hamelech, that the king will never be killed, velo yigale ha'am, and the people will not be sent into exile, ki b'mois hamelech, when the king dies, techoshev hamedina le'almana, if the king is executed, the king is murdered, then it's considered as if the nation is an almana, Uvigolis amba, and when the people go into exile, techashev shikula mibanim, it's called in Tanakh, it's called that they are bereft. They have lost their children. Two different terms, almana and shikol. Babel said it will never happen to us that our king, we had Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Merodach, Baal Shetzar, we will always have a king that will lead the world. And our people, our citizens, will always be secure in our land. They will never go into exile. Let's do a pasuk test. Vat, however, it's not so. You thought this would never happen to you. Vat tovono loch, it came upon you. Shtei eila, both of these things. Your king was killed, referring to Baal Shetzar. Baal Shetzar was murdered by one of his security guards, one of his Misharsim. After Daniel, that night in the palace, the handwriting appeared on the wall. The Malach wrote a message on the wall in Ksav Ashuris, and Daniel was called to interpret the message, and he told them, those are the famous words, in Daniel, which revealed the case that your Malchus has come to an end. Your time is up. There was a servant in the palace of Baal Shetzar who took Daniel very seriously, and he made it a self-fulfilling prophecy. He went and he murdered Baal Shetzar. And that night they chopped off his head, they decapitated his head, they took his head outside of the palace and showed it to the Medians, Modai, the nation of Modai, the people that were the enemies of Babel, and they were filled with energy and vigor. They conquered, they attacked, and they were miraculously able to overcome and to completely wipe out, destroy the defense forces of Babel that day, that night, at that period of time. So both of them, and after they conquered, they exiled the inhabitants, the citizens of the nation of Babel. So both of these things happened on the same day. The king was assassinated, that is the Almana, and the nation, the process of exile began on that day with the conquest of Modai. So the nation entered into a state of shikol. So Vatavon, the Pasuk Tes says, Vatavon, the Loch came upon you, Tshtei Eila, both of these things, Rega, in one moment, B'yemechon, in one day, in one moment, that same moment, when he was killed, everything started very quickly. B'yemechon, in one day, Shekol ve'Alman. Here, first it says, interesting, that it switches the words around. It's very interesting why here, first it says Almana, then it says Shekol. Here it says first Shekol, your children, your citizens were exiled. The Almon, your king was killed. Kisumam, completely. Kisumam means Tam. 100%. The prophecy was fulfilled to the last detail. Bo alaych, it came upon you. The kisumam bo alaych. The complete measure of this gloom and doom came upon you. Berov chishofayich. Now this means despite the fact that you were experts in kishuf, beotzmas chavarayich ma'od, and you were very mighty in your in chavarayich is another form of kishuf. It refers to choyver chover. Okay, I don't know the exact details of how this works, but it's something called choyver chover, and it's something called kishuf. And despite the fact that you have an abundance of kishuf, and otzmas means mighty, you were heavily steeped in this form of magic called chavarayich, Me'od, very much. Three different expressions. Rov, Otzmas, and Me'od, in reference to Kishuf and Chavarayich, it did not help. We're going to see in the next couple of psukim that Bavel's strength was derived through these sources of impurity. Black magic, of Kishuf, Chay V'Chaver, Oy V'Yidoni, they were able, and astrologers, they were able to predict the future to the stars and speak to the dead, and that was the source of their strength. And they felt that being that they were experts in this type of black magic, they would be able to conquer the entire world. It was this. They had secrets that no one else in the world knew about, and they used it for their benefit to conquer the world. Hashem says, you may be able to conquer Basar Adam, but you can't conquer me. You can't conquer the Shparuch Hu through black magic. And when I want you to come to an end, despite your mighty knowledge and your power, which was a real power, to know these things, it's not going to help, and you're going to fall before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let's just go take a step back. We have over here these two different ideas called an Almana and Shukal. Almana is when the king is killed, the nation is a widow. A melech, a king, a nation does not have leadership. We all know from history how important it is to have strong, responsible leadership. If there is no leadership, then the people just wander aimlessly in the streets and they're lost, there's no guidance. Nation suffers very, very much from a lack of strong and responsible leadership. And that's what it says here. That's called an almana. And when the people of the nation are exiled, they leave the country, there is people are running away, that's called their shikul from banim. Now what does it say in the first pasuk of Eicha? Eicha Yoshua Badad. The first pasuk of Eicha describes, says two things. Number one, the cloud that how could it possibly be that you're all alone? How could Yerushalayim be all alone? Yoshua Badod, you sit in solitude. The city, Yerushalayim, Tzion, has become like an almana. So the pasuk is clearly describing the golos. The city that once upon a time was filled with multitudes of people, teeming with people, now Hoysa Ka'almana. Based upon what we just said, it should be Hoysa Shikol. Because since the loss of its citizens is Shikol Banim, that's the proper term. Almana is where the Melech has been killed. So, if you want to talk about Tzidkiyahu, the last king of Yisrael, that he's been captured and taken by Nebuchadnezzar to Bavel and locked up in a dungeon and they killed his children and blinded his eyes and all the horrors, so then you can say Hoysaka Almana. If you want to talk about the exiles, then you should say Shikul. There seems here in this Pasuk Eicha to be a contradiction. Manavshach. If you want to say Almana, talk about Tzidkiyahu. You want to talk about the Golos of the people, say Hoysa Shikul. So what's going on? So the Teretz says, obviously, the rules for the nation of Klal Yisrael are very different than for the Umas HaOlam. In Umas HaOlam, there's a Melech. No, there's a Melech. The Melech runs the country. By Klal Yisrael, the only Melech is the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. The powers of the Melech of Yisrael are very limited. I mean, there's no question. There's Merba Malchus, there's the Koyach of he has very strong powers. But relative to other nations, a melech has to follow the rules. You have to follow the Torah. Malchusa de Ara is ke'ein malchusa de Rikia. The malchus of Klal Yisrael is just a me'ein. It's just a way to channel Klal Yisrael's hearts and minds towards the melech malchei hamlachim. Therefore, it is impossible for Klal Yisrael to be an almana in the way we describe almana by the Umos HaOlam. When there's no melech, when there's no leader, they're called an almana. By Klal Yisrael, the melech is the melech malchei hamlachim. Melech malchei hamlachim is chay v'kayim. It's not shaykh such a thing for there. So that it's not. So what then does it mean melech? We know the Gemara says kol b'nei Yisrael ruim. I forgot the exactness of the Gemara. Everyone in Klal Yisrael is in the madrig of a melech. There's a sugya in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a lot of use on Shabbat, a certain type of oil. Shemen atharsim. Are you about to smear on Shabbos a certain type of oil? So the Gemara says, Machlekes the Gemara, one opinion says only a melech people from the royal aristocracy, people from the aristocracy, because they're accustomed to this. But the average person doesn't use this type of oil. So for him, it's not normal. On Shabbos, he's not allowed to do something which would otherwise not be suited for a regular person. I don't remember the exact details of the Gemara, but along comes another opinion. I think it was Rabbi Meir. He says, no, call Yisrael Ruyim, everyone in Klal Yisrael is fit, because everyone in Klal Yisrael is on the Madrega of a Melech. Everyone in Klal Yisrael is a Melech. Memela, when Klal Yisrael goes into Golos, there are millions of kings going into Golos. And the Pasuk here says that when the Melech is gone, the Melech leaves the country, it's an almana. So to go say, so there's no shikol. By klal hoisa ka almana einachanami, it refers to the melech. But who's the melech? The individuals, the citizens of Klal Yisrael. When they are in Golis, that is equivalent to the nations of the world where their one king has been removed. So it's a very interesting idea to take the word melech over here in Yeshaya, how it's used in reference, Almana, how it's used in reference to the Umos HaOlam, Bavel, Haisa, there, Almana means the king is gone. Klal Yisrael, every single person, Klal Yisrael is Begedera Melech. So when Klal Yisrael goes into Galus, it's not called Shikul, it's called Haisa Ki Almana.
But there's only just one thing. Almana is somebody died.
Like a metaphor. It's a metaphor, right?
Died here. They didn't die, they went into Golos.
It's there's no real, it's Hoysa Ki Alman, Chof HaDimyayin. It's not a real Almana. Here it says Mamish Almana. Ki Almana. Like. It's like Ki Almana. It's a metaphor. It's not an exact Almana. Hoysa Ki Almana. Like an Almana, it's not because there's been an exile, but it's not Mamish Almana. Ki Pasuk Yud. Now he describes in more detail exactly the chait of the Babylonians, how they had full faith in their kishuf, in their avodah zara, not avodah zara, but in their black magic. You had faith in your evil. The evil here refers to avodah zara. Amart, you said, ein roi ani. No one sees me when we do our magic. I think the battery is gone.
Which went down?
Yeah.
2 hours.
Yesterday.
The battery also?
Yeah, the battery is dead.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. Vatiftachi v'raseich, you had faith in your evil, referring to Avodah Zarah. Amart, you said, ein ro'oni, no one sees me. The kishuf was done in private, in the basement. Chochmoseich v'dateichi show v'vosech. Shov v'vosach means to wander in circles, or it means to go astray. Shuv, to return, means one of these two things, to go astray or to go in circles, due to your wisdom and your knowledge. In other words, this pasuk means that you outsmarted yourself. You became so faithful in your kishuv, you invested in magic and all of these forms of chokhmah. That's what did you win. You failed to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is truly in control of everything which happens. V'atomen, you said in your heart, ani v'afsi od, it is I. There is no one in this world that is important. V'afsi means efes, oh, there's nothing else. And that was the beginning of your doom. Pasuk Yudalef, uvo laich ra'ah, it came upon you evil. Lo sedi shachra. Shachra here is used in a different way. Shachra means to seek. Shoicher toiv, it's called a medrash. Shoicher toiv. Shoicher means to seek, a good doresh, to seek well. You said to yourself, "Lo seidi shachra." No one will. Let me see how it translates this in the mitzudos. The pasuk yud aleph. When the evil comes upon you, you're not going to know how to krich out of it. Who to turn to. Grant you guidance and advice to. Thank you very much.
I don't know if it's working.
Isn't it? I shut
it off. Yeah.
No one is going. You're not going when you find yourself in this very in these dire straits. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. When you find yourself in these dire straits, you're not going to know a person, not going to know where to turn for guidance to help you get out of the tzor that you find yourself. When Madai came upon you and attacked, and when Malshetza was murdered, you found yourself in a very desperate situation and you had nowhere to turn. All of your magic, kishuf, was not of any help at this point in time. One more time, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bolech Ra'ah, it came upon you evil, Lo Seidi Shachra, you do not know where to turn for help. Vatipol Alay Chova, Chova means a happening. And in this context, it means something terrible. When it fell upon you, this terrible event that your king was murdered, Belshazzar, and the Medeans attacked, Lo Suchli Kapara, and you do not know where to, Kapara is to cover yourself. Kapara, we for kapara, the person is Navera, so he brings a carbon. The carbon is a kapara, atonement. But it's not that, that's a borrowed term. Kapara means to clean up your mess. Kinuach, to clean away. And when you found yourself in this very great difficulty, you do not have a solution to how to clean up your mess. And that's how it's used over here. Lo suchli kapra. You were unable to clean up the mess that you found yourself in. It came upon you suddenly. Shoah, a holocaust. Lo seidahi, which you did not know. You did not see coming. You did not see coming. You were unable to prepare for what came upon you when the Medeans attacked and took over your country. Pasuk your days. Now he comes to mock. Yeshaya mocks the Babylonians. Look, you spent 70 years investing in universities to teach people how to do magic, how to communicate with the dead, astrologers, how to predict what's going to happen and to outsmart the other nations. Now suddenly you find yourself in a very desperate situation. The Medeans have attacked. Your king has been killed. Okay, so now why don't you make use of reap the investment? Now go and seek out the wise men who you invested in and let them find for you a solution. Indina vachavareich. Why don't you now stand with your magicians, the people that specialize in chover chover and bringing together bones of the dead to predict the future? Uvirev kishafayich. Why don't you stand now together with the people that know are knowledgeable in kishuf? Ba'asher yogat min uroich. These people have spent their whole lives. They've been busy. They've been busy from their youth, learning techniques what to do in such situations. Ulai maybe tuchli hoyil. Maybe they'll be able to help you. Ulai maybe ta'arotzi. Maybe they will strengthen you. They'll be able to find. You'll be able to find some starotzi means of strength. Gibor aretz. A mighty warrior. Maybe they'll be able to help you find strength in this very difficult time. He's coming to mock them. Nil esa, but the truth is they're not going to help because nil esa berov atso soich. You're tired through the abundant council. All you come together, you have board meetings, you have cabinet meetings, and everyone is giving advice, do this, do this, do this, and you're up the whole night listening to all advice. You are tired from the enormous amount of advice that people are giving you what to do, but nothing is going to help. All of the advice is not going to help you, spear you from the Yad Hashem. Yamduna, let all of the your advisors, your wise men who are knowledgeable in the future, let them stand now v'yoshi'uch and save you. Hoivrei Shemayim. Hoivrei is a word that does not appear anywhere else in Tanakh, the Parshim say. And the context here, according to Rashi, means those who gaze at Tzoyfeh, those who look into the stars, astrologers. Let the astrologers be able to predict the future. That was one of their things that the Babylonians were known for. They can look into the stars and predict the future. So let the people that can look into the stars, the Hoivrei Shemayim, who gaze into the heavens and predict the future, let them come forward and tell you what to do to save yourself from what is coming upon you. Hachayzim b'kachavim, those that look into the heavens, and the Pasuk repeats itself, Hachayzim b'kachavim, those that look into the stars, Moedim l'chadashim, that tell you what's going to happen in the future, new things, Me'asher yavoy oloich, from that which will come upon you, that this could let them come and tell you how to save yourself from the terrible things that are now going to come upon you. He's coming to mock them and he's saying, but obviously all of these things are not going to help. They're futile and you're going to fall. Hinei ha-yuchash, and here he goes on to say that all of these people, they're worthless. They're nothing more than kash kash, straw, eish, sirah, fasam, fire burns them, lo yatzilu es nafsham, miyad lehava. Straw is combustible. As soon as it comes in contact with heat, it burns. It cannot save itself. And not only does straw not save itself from fire, there is no meaningful byproduct from what happens to the straw. If you have a piece of wood and a good, thick, heavy piece of wood, and you burn it in the fire, so it turns into a coal. So there's a very great advantage. What is the advantage? The coal, it provides warmth for a very long period of time. The coal can glow, and it can provide even light in a dark night. So when you have a thick piece of wood that is burned, there's going to be benefit for a very long period of time. But straw provides absolutely no benefit. Straw burns, it turns into dust, into ash, which is worthless, does not provide warmth, and does not provide any light. That is exactly what the Babylonians are compared to. There are other nations who have more of a connection to spirituality, and when their time comes to leave the world because of their sins, so they are consumed, they are burnt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys them, but they are compared to a piece of wood that has been destroyed, which means that for generations, for hundreds of thousands of years, at least society is able to derive benefit from the coals of what has been destroyed. Provides warmth, provides light. There's something to be gained from different various nations. But Bavel, you are utterly worthless. Bavel is not like a piece of wood. Bavel is like a piece of straw. When a piece of straw is destroyed, it's worthless. And that is here what the next few people are coming to compare Bavel to. Hinei hayu chachash esh, you are like straw. Esh sirafosam, which fire consumes. Lo yatzilu es nafsham yad lehava. Straw is very delicate, not like other materials, you have to apply fire for a very long time until it catches. You take a piece of wood, you put it into a fire, it's not going to burn so quickly. You have to let it sit there for a very long period of time. The thicker the piece of wood, the longer it takes. But not so straw. Straw burns right away. It will not save itself from a flame. Ein gacheles lachmam. Lachmam here means warmth. After straw is burnt, there is no warmth from its coal, because there is no coal. Or Lasheves Nagdo, the word, these three words go back on the word Ein. There is no light. Or means light. Lasheves Nagdo, to sit opposite the coal to derive benefit from the light that comes from the coal, because straw is gone. Kein Hayulach Asher Yogat. That is what you are, that is what all of your wise men are compared to. So Hayulach it is to you Asher Yogat. What you have toiled in. You've spent 70 years developing your country. It's worthless. It's cash. So charayich min urayich. They are like your merchants. So a soicher is a merchant. Someone that you give money. You purchase merchandise from a soicher. And this means that you have invested an enormous amount of money in the chokhmah, in your ideology, in your kishuf. So from youth, from the time of the youth of the nation, 70 years ago, you've invested money, like you give money to a soicher to produce good merchandise, to produce something useful. But you're nothing, it's cash. Ish le'evro tohu, at this point in time when Balshetzar is murdered and Madai comes upon the nation, each person will, tohu means to wander to the closest exit. Ein Moshiach, there will be no one to save you. You will come crashing down. The nation will just disappear off the face of the earth. Okay, so that pretty much here concludes the end of Bavel. Very soon, review the very powerful description of Bavel. Bavel existed for 70 years. We know about four kings. The predecessor of Bavel, which was Meroidach Baladon, and that was during the time of Chizkiyahu, and he was sleeping on his bed when the miracle happened where the sundial, we discussed yesterday at great length, where the sundial went back 10 hours, day was 22 hours. That was Meroidach Baladon, and he was impressed with the miracle. He came to Chizkiyahu, and Chizkiyahu invited him into his home and showed him all the kingdom of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeshayahu was very angry with Chizkiyahu for doing this, and he told him, in punishment for this, he his descendants will conquer the Beis HaMikdash, which indeed happened. Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, Baal Shetzar, and now when the 70 years came to an end, they were completely obliterated off the face of the earth without any zecher whatsoever, like kash, straw. Unlike other nations, which are like wood, which at least we benefited from, the world had benefited from the coals for years and generations after the end of their existence. Okay, we'll stop here.